The contest was put on by the Consequence campaign, and it's called Organize to be Heard. And basically, it was a youth organizing contest for college students all over the country. And the main goal was to get deliverables like handwritten letters and phone calls and video testimonies for the Repower America wall to show the senators and our legislators that the people, and especially the youth, want clean energy and climate change legislation.
You mentioned the Repower wall. What's that?
Well, basically, Repower America, they have this virtual wall, and it has, I believe, over 30,000 video testimonies from just regular people all over the country and stating their opinions, why they want clean energy and why they want climate change legislation.
What did you do then to win this award? How many people did you contact?
I contacted, I guess, pretty much everybody that I could. I went into my classrooms and asked the professors to get the students to write letters. I held events where I bought, a whole bunch of pizza, and basically the students, if they wrote a letter or made a phone call or did a video testimony, they could have the pizza. And I went into different club meetings and things like that.
And so you recently went to Washington, D.C. as a result of this award. What happened there?
Well, when we went to D.C., we got to meet with Senator Kerry, who is one of the sponsors of the tripartisan bill that is going to be written probably within the next 2 weeks. And basically, he encouraged us, telling us that if this bill is going to pass, it's going to be because the people want it, because there is a grassroots effort showing that the people all over the country want it and holding the senators accountable for that. And he basically told us that we need to keep calling our senators and keep writing letters, letting them know that this is what their constituents want.
And in a similar vein, there's an event tomorrow that people can find out more about. Tell us about that.
Well, tomorrow and the next 3 days, there's going to be an event. It's called 72 Hours for Clean American Power. And in downtown St. Petersburg, people can go to the Repower America office, and there's going to be phone banking, basically calling and asking people to call their senators and ask them to support clean energy legislation. And the address for the headquarters is 146 2nd Street North, Suite 110, and it's right across from the Baywalk parking garage. And there's going to be free food and lots of really cool people there. So,
is there a website or a phone number where people can find more?
Yeah, the website is www.repoweramerica.org.